From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Welcome each one to our gospel program. We're delighted that you have joined with us once again. Have your Bible to hand and be ready to read from Exodus chapter 3 and the verse 1. We'll be reading another extract from the book The 59 Revival, written by Dr. Ian Paisley. It's a book which traces the history of the 1859 revival when some 100,000 people were converted to Christ in that year here in Ulster. One of the chief promoters of the revival was a young man called Jeremiah Manili. Tonight we read a portion from the book which tells us something about him. Will you please send for a copy of this book? We are giving them away free to those who contact us. Martyrs Memorial Free Presbyterian Church has given us a supply, and we are thus able to offer the book free to those who will contact us. We want to promote an interest in revival amongst God's people, and to promote prayer for revival across this land. So do please contact us. Let's read from Exodus chapter 3, the verse 1, and then immediately afterwards we will have that extract from the 59 revival. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land into a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanite, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. May God bless his word. Here's that extract from the 59 revival. As the revival tide rose, the old schoolhouse was crowded out, and the four original members of the prayer meeting found themselves the leaders of a band of converts who were eagerly sought after by many who wanted to hear the great things God had done for them. Without doubt, Jeremiah Manili was the preacher of the group. He had a very strong, clear voice, and a firm grasp of the nature of man's ruin and God's remedy. On the way to one of their first meetings, the converts discussed who should do the preaching. Many expressed unwillingness and inability for the task. At last Jeremiah, better known to his friends as Jerry, said he would preach if they all promised to pray. This promise was readily given, and as readily fulfilled. The meeting was a tremendous success, and many were brought to Christ. Describing the meeting afterwards, the preacher said, "I yelled, they prayed, and God worked." The whole work was truly by the Spirit of God, and in Jeremiah Manili. The Spirit had a sanctified channel for his mighty operation. Some idea of Jerry's zeal and labors in the gospel can be gathered from the following incident. Asked to preach in a hall in Harryville, Ballymena, during the revival year, he readily consented. That whole day he was kept busy for the Lord, and finding himself late, had to run part of the 5 miles to the meeting place. When he arrived, the place was literally crammed with a teeming multitude. Jerry preached with his usual ardor, and when he had finished, the people refused to leave. He then preached the second time, and attempted to dismiss the gathering. They again refused to go. After 4 or 5 such attempts, he left the platform, and going aside, took off his coat and waistcoat, and removing his shirt, wrung out from it a stream of sweat. Attiring himself, he re-entered the hall and preached for another hour, after which he walked 5 miles home. A few minutes after he arrived, his door was knocked by a man seeking the way of salvation. Jerry's neighbor was John Craig, and he went to call him in order that he might help in instructing the seeker. At the late hour, naturally, Craig was in bed. Nothing daunted, Jerry hammered on the door, exclaiming, "What, lying in bed and souls seeking Christ?" Sometimes traveling with his 3 other brethren or some others of the Connor converts, and sometimes traveling alone, Jerry went from town to town and village to village, declaring the wonderful works of God. God richly honored his ministry. Along with his fellow converts, he rejoiced to witness the spread of the revival right throughout the whole province. Called to preach the gospel in the revival, he made full proof of his ministry as long as his health enabled him, preaching not only in Ireland but in Great Britain also. Jerry Manili lived to the ripe old age of 85, outliving the other 3 brethren who, along with himself, commenced the revival prayer meeting. He joined the others in glory on March 24, 1917, and his earthly remains were laid to rest not far from the old schoolhouse in which the stream of blessing arose. He died an old man, full of years, but with the revival fire still burning in his heart. For him it was the Lord's fire on the altar, which never went out. That was a further reading from the book The 59 Revival. We're giving away free copies of that book to those who write to us. Please, be sure you do so. Let's turn now to Exodus and the chapter 3. We're continuing our studies of pictures of Christ in the Old Testament, and we come to the story of the burning bush. You will recall that the Lord Jesus, in dealing with those 2 disciples on the road to Emmaus, Luke chapter 24, and instructing them in the sovereign purpose of God in salvation, taught them, it says, from the Old Testament. In verse 27 of Luke 24, we read, "He began at Moses." I am sure that the Lord Jesus would have turned to this portion of God's word and would have shown the grand purpose of God at Calvary. He would surely have explained the significance of this wonderful symbol, the burning bush. I want to look at, first of all, the meaning of the burning bush. Christ is set before us here. His person is set before us. As this bush consisted of 2 elements, that is, there was the fire, and there was the bush itself. Fire is the symbol of God's deity. In Deuteronomy chapter 4 and the verse 24, we read, "For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. So the fire that enwrapped the bush signified the deity of God. And then, of course, there was the bush itself. It wasn't an oak tree. It wasn't an elm. It wasn't a sycamore. None of those majestic trees. It was just a bush, a bramble bush. And it signified the humanity of our Savior. Look at Isaiah, the chapter 53. And there the prophet speaks of Christ in the verse 2. He shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. For we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. The Lord Jesus is little thought of in this world. His name is taken upon the lips of men as a curse. If man would manifest his displeasure, he spits out the name of Christ. The world thinks little of Christ. He's just as a bramble bush. What a wonderful picture of the Savior, then, is presented to us in the burning bush. The shorter catechism, which is the catechism taught in our church, and indeed in every Presbyterian church where there is faithfulness to God, we read in the question 21, who is the Redeemer of God's elect? The only Redeemer of God's elect is the Lord Jesus Christ, who, being the eternal Son of God, became man, and so was, and continueth to be, God and man in two distinct natures and one person forever. And then the question 22 asks, how did Christ, being the Son of God, become man? The answer is, Christ, the Son of God, became man by taking to himself of a true body and a reasonable soul, being conceived by the power of the Holy Ghost in the womb of the Virgin Mary, and born of her, yet without sin. The burning bush, a marvelous picture of our blessed Redeemer. My time is gone. Join with me next Monday evening as we gather around the Word of God again. God bless you. Remember to send for the book, The 59 Revival.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.